927 4CC. Gee, we can't get away from it. COVID and what's happening across not just Australia, but also here in Queensland, and more restrictions put in place from 6 a.m. this morning. G'day to our member for Glass, Minister Glenn Butcher. Mate, this is not good news for Queensland once again. What's happening?
Yeah, so obviously we've seen this new Delta and now new Delta Plus variant right throughout Australia. It's spreading pretty quick. Obviously, we've had a few cases here in Queensland that we're tracking pretty hardly on. And because of that, obviously, with the big game last night at Suncorp for 53,000 people, and then obviously, you know, with just to make sure that we get back to a few of those things that have kept us safe before, with a few new rules here in Queensland over the starting from 6 a.m. this morning, mm-hmm. and that being we're back limiting people in any one house to 100 people, we're moving back out to the one person per 2 square metres in those pubs, clubs and restaurants and cafes. So only for 2 weeks until we can see where we go with this this new strain and see where these cases in Queensland go currently.
A lot of people in central and north Queensland saying, well, hey, it seems to spread more in the cooler weather. Why should we, you know, I know it's all of Queensland, but, you know, there's a lot of people saying, well, we don't have that problem like the southeast or New South Wales has.
Yeah, well, we've certainly, that's what's been happening in the past, but with this new variant, you know, we've seen in New South Wales there was a small cluster, and then all of a sudden mm-hmm. it spread basically right throughout New South Wales very quickly. You know, we've also seen now a gentleman come back from Northern Territory from a gold mine, and moving around communities and different things. So it's really important. You know, we've done really well in regional Queensland,
yes.
and so a bit of a concern for us, particularly after seeing what we've seen the last few days. You know, even though we are in central Queensland, you know, we had a case come to Gladstone a while back.
Yeah, that's right.
The possibilities of people catching the virus aren't restricted to the major centres. It can move, and it can move quickly. You know, one of the concerning things is, you know, where people are still now going back to just, you know, the normal, you know, handshaking, you know, not wearing masks where they need to, and not sanitising before you eat. You know, I think it's still really critical that we just do those simple things. You know, if you're having to feed somebody, make sure you sanitize and wash your hands. You know, if you are feeling crook, you know, this is really, really important now.
Yes.
To go get that COVID test because you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people who have reported as sick recently and have got this this variant of the virus could have just somehow been in central Queensland. You just don't know. So
yeah, can spread
really
it quite easily.
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we're just very mindful at this stage. You know, we're really concerned about, you know, New South Wales or, you know, even South Australia. It looks like they'll go into full lockdown of the whole state
yes.
today or tomorrow. So, you know, we don't want to try and stop people from doing what they do, but we're just being very, very careful of this one because it is so spreadable.
Yeah. Just quickly, mate, the COVID jab, you're encouraging everybody, as many people as possible, yep. as soon as you can to get this done.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, I did it the other day. You get onto the health site, and you just go and find a date that you can fit yourself in, and a time, and just book yourself in. And obviously, there's certainly GPs around Gladstone that are delivering the COVID vaccine, so you can get onto them and get in a bit quicker if you don't want to wait for the
sure.
Central Queensland Hospital one. So yeah, absolutely.
All right, do that as quick as you can and make sure that we're safe. Mate, keep us up to date with everything too if we can, you know, for a couple of days maybe, a bit of a chat. I know the Health Minister and the Premier will probably come out with another press conference later today.
We'll do that, Hammer. We've got Cabinet this morning. I know that the Feds are looking to do a national Cabinet today as well.
Sure.
For anyone who's interested and wants to keep up to date, just follow the Premier's page, Anastasia Palaszczuk, MP.
Mm-hmm.
Every do a daily update, and we'll be posting on my Facebook page as well for
all
the
right.
next couple of days, just to make sure everyone's up to date on what's actually happening here in Queensland. But, you know, we continue to do it really well. Queenslanders, you know, fight this the best they can.
Mm-hmm.
And we just people stay updated and get your vaccines and your flu shots as well. It's important people also get their flu shots because
yes.
it has stuck this year.
Yeah.
I've had mine. Now I'm just waiting for that couple of weeks to get through and then I'll get my COVID test as well.
All right, good. Oh, mate, speaking about Queenslanders being fighters, you were at the game last night.
I was, unfortunately.
Yeah. Look, let's hope game three is going to be better for us. It could be another Queensland game.
Yeah, well, the way things are travelling in New South Wales, it could be anywhere other than New South Wales, I think.
Yeah.
But from, you know, the team we've got, and we just seem to lack a fair bit of speed and pace, yeah. and credit to New South Wales, they've been the better team yeah. this year and got to rebuild.
I've got a theory, Butch. Mm-hmm. I don't think it is actually the Queensland State of Origin team that's playing. I've got a funny feeling it's the Brisbane Broncos.
That seems very similar. I keep telling my wife this is like the slow burn every week watching the Broncos. You
know, sorry, I had to throw that in, mate. All right, Butch. We'll stay in touch, eh? Keep us up to date.
Will do, hey, mate. Cheers, mate.
There's our state member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher. Keep us up to date on what's happened with the COVID restrictions from 6 a.m. this morning here on 4CC.